What you are about to see is an audience given by the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to a group of select students, university students, recently. University students are expressing their allegiance to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, by chanting verses prepared for this occasion. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, I thank you all the young students, brothers and sisters, who have come to this warm and happy meeting. And I should also thank you for creating a positive and happy atmosphere in this place, in this mosque. And I hope that you realize that the spirit that you showed here, if it's combined with the desire for religion, for Islam, it can become an asset in realizing your goals. What your representatives expressed and talked about here were all worth noting. In fact, I listen to what was said here. I always do. It doesn't matter which group is given the audience. Whoever comes to the podium and expresses his or her idea, I do listen to the speaker very carefully. And today I found what your friends just talked about very profound and meaningful. In fact, what was said here today show us the mentality and the way students, our young generation, think. I'm not saying that you are a cross-section of all the university students, but you represent a large group, of course. And by knowing this mentality, we can find ways of improving things. And this kind of attitude and set of mind prevails in all universities and higher education institutions in our country. I have taken some notes here. I already prepared some notes, the outlines of what I was planning to talk about here. And of course, respond to what you talked about. Let's go over what your representative just talked about. One of your friends said, that a new generation is appearing in the scene. This is very true. Of course, this is not the first generation that comes to the scene after the victory of Islamic revolution. In fact, before you, a generation was born right after the victory of Islamic revolution. And that generation used its skills and its knowledge to solve problems. In fact, that generation was also raised by the revolution, after the revolution. In fact, a revolutionary period is a testing ground to raise a generation worth that revolution. It's an element. It's an elixir in order to turn copper to gold. It's a fact. In fact, the a revolution is an element that makes changes, brings about changes, not only in social relationships and in social relations. In fact, it changes the way of thinking among people, and of course in the heart. So right after the victory of Islamic revolution, the generation, there was a generation, in fact, at the time of the revolution, around 14, 15 years of age. And then that generation took part in the revolution, and it proved its resolve in the 8-year sacred defense. And when your friends here say that a new generation is a coming of age, of adulthood, and coming to the scene, I do agree with you. The question is, what is the responsibility, or what are, I should say, the responsibilities of this generation, and who is going to guide them towards the goals of this generation? Now, these are only questions. They are not referring to any ambiguities or vague points here. And the answers are clear, of course. Revolution did not happen in Iran in order to change a government. It, in fact, happened in order to change a regime, a system based on a special way of thinking, a special ideology, and that was Islam. Our claim is this, and we prove what we claim. We believe that the road to happiness and salvation is in the hands of the divine prophets, and on top of all of them, Muhammad, peace be upon him, prophet of Islam. Otherwise, the situation we are living in at this time was only achieved with the help of Islam. And of course, the goal of Islam and the goal of the Islamic revolution in Iran is much more than that. It is a guiding light, a beacon to higher states of being. In order to have this school of thought prevail in society, we needed to have a great change in our society, and the revolution happened to do just that. It was more than forming a government, Islamic government, or even Islamic political system. It was, in fact, it happened, in fact, in order to create a system of living, a lifestyle and way of thinking, which is based on the religious values of Islam, and have our brothers and sisters live in an Islamic way. Of course, we haven't achieved this totally, and nobody expected this to happen in 30 years or so. This is a long-term plan, and we need to work hard in order to achieve this goal. In fact, your responsibility is to help the nation, to help your people, and to guide them towards achieving that goal. In other words, you have the job of helping your society to form that kind of society, and to do so, you need to have a role model, and this role model can be made with your help, with our nation, which can be then used as a role model for the rest of the world. In practice, and it can be done. It's not just a theory. It can be done, especially with the energy found among young people and the strong resolve, strong enough that can be even interpreted as jihad. When Islamic nation is built, it means that the society and lives of the people will change. It's more than just material change. Of course, there is no denial that we have to achieve material gains and successes. But even in that, we need to look for a balance. Of course, that has to be done in a just way. Look at the United States of America. It is the richest country in the world as far as material gains are concerned, but they have the most desperate poor living in that society. There is a middle class in that country that, if this class does not work hard, work very hard, 12, 14 hours a day, they cannot make their ends meet. Of course, the gross national product is probably 10 times as big as a lot of countries. That's how advanced they are in material gains, but that's not everything. And besides, not everyone in America enjoys that prosperity, let alone in having peace of mind. You don't find happiness, you don't find forgiveness, you don't find people having mercy, showing mercy towards each other. You don't find integrity among men and women. In other words, a spiritual life is missing in America. An Islamic system, an Islamic nation is not after that kind of society. What we think of as an Islamic value is way beyond prosperity, economic prosperity. We are talking about justice. We are talking about an spiritual society, a society that is after doing good deeds, plus financial prosperity. One of a friend mentioned something about some kind of uncertainty in the future for the student activity, for the student body. I don't agree with this. I think the future is very clear. Bright future is waiting for you. And all you need to do is to find out what your responsibilities are, and then find out what your goals are, and then work hard to achieve those goals. A question is raised here. In order to get where we want to get and achieve our goals, our lofty and great goals, is it only the job of the students, only the students' responsibilities to achieve that? Of course, when it comes to the role that's supposed to be played by the students, which you call it as students' movement, it means that you, the young generation, consider a mission for yourself. But the heaviest burden and the biggest responsibilities that that are supposed to be shouldered is with the officials, with the managers of the societies, with the people who run this country. But at the same time, our students, our young people, have to shoulder a big responsibility as well. A job that the students, you people here, should always have in mind is to determine your goals. And in order to do that, I suggest you meet every now and then and work with the scholars at the seminaries, religious schools, and have these meetings, join meetings, and have a brainstorming sessions. And by doing this, you can come up with ideas that will help us achieve our scientific and economic and other lofty goals. In fact, a characteristic merit of a student is new ideas, expressing new ideas, of course, in the right directions. This is one of the jobs that the young generation should do. Another responsibility that you should keep in mind is to have your eye focused on our values and the fundamentals. We should be careful not to deviate from the righteous path. And that is the road shown by Islam. It is a mistake to compare our goals and fundamentals as a maze which we are supposed to find our way in this maze. It's not true. The goal is clear, the way is clear, we know what direction we should take, and that is the right path, that is the straight path, Islamic path. Now, when we say Sirat al-Mustaqim, we are talking about fundamentals and basic values, principal values. In fact, we are talking about values that will help us find our way and guide us. And if you deviate from these fundamentals, then you will end up in a dead end or get on the wrong road. And if that happens, not only you won't get to where you want to get, you will also waste your time, your life. You will have your opportunities gone. In, let's say, recent 100 years, 150 years, who were claiming that this country was on the right path in, were wrong. In fact, they were not being truthful. They not only deviated from the right path, they also made our nation lose sight and lost its way. And we wasted our time. They made us waste our time. And several generations in the last 100 years came, and among them there were people who tried to find the right way, but that never happened. In fact, those people that waste the nation's time and lose out on the opportunities, they are guilty. In fact, there was a time that we were told that the way to progress is to emulate the Western countries. When I say emulate them or imitate them, and using them as role model, not just in scientific advancement. They were telling us to dress the way the Westerners do. They were telling our women to forget about hijab or Islamic dress code. And in fact, they even forced men to wear a special type of hat called Pahlavi hat, designed by the government. And if someone, and if anyone decided not to wear it, then he had to answer for it. And soon they introduced another type of hat, which was designed in the West, and that was the round brim hats. In fact, they were telling our people, they told our people to not to wear our national and our indigenous outfits, clothes, and instead they were pushing the Western ideas in clothing, in fashion, and they justified that by saying that our country wants to get on the path to progress. In fact, by having our women following their Western, the Western women, having no hijab and having their clothes and bodies shown in public in order to so-called progress. Now, that was a deviation. That was the wrong road. That was not a prescription to progress and achieving our goals. My point is this. We should stay away from those kinds of ideas. One of your friends had some frank criticisms here. This friend of ours criticized some officials. I'm not saying these criticisms were warranted or founded. My point is something else. We should be careful. I mean, you should be careful not to lose sight when you're criticizing. It is a terrible idea to have our young people and our university students to become conservative and scared of expressing their opinions. But you should also remember, right next to straightforwardness and being outspoken, you need to also be smart enough and careful not to jeopardize anybody's reputation. Now, I know that you have good intentions, and the difference between you, the young people, Political operator is that frankness. But you should remember, if you made a mistake and your criticisms were not well-founded, you should accept it. One of you objected to Islamic Republic of Iran's radio and television. Some of you might think that if you criticize IRIB, Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting, it may make me mad, because you think that since I appoint the head of IRIB, then I would mind anyone criticizing IRIB. But that's not true. First of all, you should know that the leadership in this country is not the one that manages IRIB. We have a manager there, a head of IRIB. And in fact, I myself, as the leader of this country, have my own criticisms. In fact, I have some criticism that are exactly like yours. And I even think that there are criticisms that you know about and I don't, because you probably watch more TV than I do. I do agree with you. You need to have your constructive and productive criticisms. I do the same. And the head of IRIB has his own explanation. They may be in a bind, and they may have a legitimate reason for whatever they're doing there. And you can, and you should, in fact, still criticize and express your opinions. One of your friends asked me about the ways we can achieve late Imam Khomeini's ideals, lofty ideas. Well, you see, you can go back not only to Imam Khomeini's philosophy and his legacy, and also see what we are doing. Of course, you should have a clear and unbiased understanding. That means you should listen and hear what the opposition is also saying. I'm talking about those the opposition that is living in the country and trying to make things better. Late Imam Khomeini's goals were clear, and we have a strong resolve to achieve those goals. And if you want to find out exactly what those lofty ideals were and how we can achieve them, you can have meetings regularly held in order to read Imam Khomeini's speeches and find out how we can get there. One of my notes here is about another point. Of course, we don't have much time left to the afternoon prayer call. One of your friends, some of your friends, in fact, mentioned the fourth decade in the Islamic, under the Islamic system in Iran. You should remember 30 years or 40 years is not an old age for a revolution. That revolution is still considered as a young revolution. And of course, with a happy environment and constructive atmosphere, the revolution does not age very fast. But at the age of 30, 35, or 40, for a revolution, even though it is still called the young generation, what I mean by that is that revolution needs to be strengthened. We need a lot of experiences gained along the way in order to have a long-lasting or a permanent state of revolution in Iran. what we just talked about in the to describe the first 30 years of this revolution was slogans such as justice and advancements of the country. This is what we should eye for the next decades or so. When I'm talking about the advancement of a country, I'm talking about an overall and all-encompassing advancements, material-wise and spiritual, of course. Once again, I should reiterate that I'm not against economic prosperity. I'm not talking about jobs being created for the young. I'm not criticizing the lack of opportunities. I'm criticizing, actually, the lack of possibilities for women. We should keep the prices, try to keep the prices down. We should fight the inflation and etc. But that's not everything. We are also concerned about strengthening the Islamic resolve of the nation and promote Islamic way of thinking, which should, which goes, in fact, which should go hand in hand with economic prosperity. As I mentioned earlier, we should be aware of losing our way and end up walking on a wrong road at the end that leads to a dead end, in fact. Now, in fact, in the past, before the Islamic system, our country not only did not advance, we also became backward in some aspects. I cannot get into details at this time because we are short of time. Now, why that happened was because the old regime wanted to emulate the Western countries and go as far as having our Muslim brothers and sisters copy their way of thinking, which led us nowhere. Another deviation that we may even face at this time is the same kind of philosophy, very discreetly at this time. Now, when we talk about our identity, we are talking about the nation, an Iranian nation, which is a Muslim nation. And this Muslim nation and Iranian civilization go together. We never denied it. Now, I should mention that we are all taking part in a race towards the peaks. And it's up to the politicians, the social managers, by having social engineering in order to lead us to the peaks of advancement. Of course, some Western countries claim that that's what they're doing, but what is the reality? Are they really more advanced than, let's say, Islamic Republic of Iran? At the first look, it may look so. With all their advances in the political ideologies, with all ideas expressed every day almost. But what they know the best is that they are hoping that they can rival Iran. In fact, in the last 30 years that I was in different offices, I noticed this need coming from the Westerners. Of course, there were some criticisms, very discreet criticisms, that wanted to become like Westerners, even though they knew that we cannot be exactly the way they were. And this is also a deviation, thinking that we can never rival them and achieve their goals. nations in the East, especially Muslim nations, are condemned forever to copy the Westerners. This was the ideology they were trying to force down our throat. They were voiding our people of any hope for the future, and unfortunately, a lot of our fellow countrymen lost sight and lost their way. Unfortunately, we hear this is still sometimes coming from some higher education quarters, the universities, by, let's say, university lecturers. We even some clergy talking about wrong road to have. Now, have you ever asked yourself whether God Almighty has discriminated against its own creations? Is it natural to have some people always enjoying the riches of this life, and a big majority of the countries in the world would live in poverty? Now, this is not true. You know that. The Dark Ages and the Middle Ages are all behind us. But we should remember that those eras were experienced by the people of the West, not by Eastern countries, by Muslim nations. In fact, the Dark Ages was a term chosen by Western philosophers for their own societies, whereas the countries in the East, especially Muslim countries, enjoyed a lot of advancements at the time. So you should be very careful not to get influenced by this ideas or persuaded that we are supposed to be backward and behind all the time. And in fact, even now, some people try to tell the society that we cannot reach and rival the Western countries. But in reality, not only we achieve those goals, we even surpass them. This is compared when it's a fact, when we compare our nation and such a short time that we have been trying to advance ourselves. You should never be disappointed at the situations and lose hope. In fact, the Holy Book of Quran always encourages us to keep trying and have our plans laid out and work hard for it. I do pray to God Almighty that you be successful in achieving your goals, and especially at this time that you are studying at the universities and our country is at the crossroads, a sensitive crossroads. And I hope you, the young generation, will become means to achieve success in this country. I beseech God Almighty to protect all the young people of Islamic Republic of Iran, and help them achieve victory in all areas. God Almighty, O God, I beseech you to bestow your blessings on the young people, these pure souls, in the month of Ramadan. And I beseech God to have Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi, to be happy with us. May God bless you all. What you just saw and heard was a report prepared from an audience given by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, to a select group of university students recently. The students and the faculty members are doing the mass prayers.